I hope everyone is having an easy and a meaningful fast. So just to speak a little bit about Shabbos HaBetamos. So the Mishnah in the fourth parak of Tanis tells us that the fast day commemorates five distinct events. Nishtabra Haluchot, it was the day that Moshe broke the Luchot. When he came down from Sinai after Chet Ha'egel, Uvatel HaTamid, and the Karban Tamid stopped being brought, V'Huvka Ha'ir, and the city of Yerushalayim was breached, the Seraph Apostimos at HaTorah, Apostimos publicly burned the Torah, V'Hamid Selem Baichal, and Menashe put an idol in the Beit HaMikdash. Now, the next line in the Mishnah tells us the same with Tisha B'Av, that there were five different events. And in general, right, this is a theme where Chazal will combine events that happened on the same day. The question is why? What are we supposed to learn by these groupings? Now, obviously, at one level, you could just say it's by chance, which would seem unlikely. If you want to take it a little bit deeper, so you could argue simply that Chazal understand that there's certain tendencies built into the fabric of the world of certain times of the year, and therefore it makes sense that that bad things will happen at the same time, and you know there is a certain logic. To this, where Chazal say both in the positive and in the negative, where right Chazal say that just like Nisan was once the time of Gula because of Pesach, so there'll be Gula in the future, or the fact that halachically it's reflected that in Adar we're supposed to actively be happy, and whether that reflects a metaphysical reality or simply, the existence of Purim is supposed to make us try to channel the spirit of that day. But we see in general that there is a significance to times of the year. There are good times, there are bad times, and again, whether that's part of the way we experience life. Or there's actually some metaphysical reality that's being channeled that that changes the nature of time. So whatever exactly you think is going on there, so it's possible that that's the importance of grouping the bad things that happen on Shabbos HaBetamos or on Tisha B'Av. But the third direction to take, and you could take it in different ways, is to say that it's not just generic. You know, there are bad things that happen because it's the time is cut out, but in fact there is some connection between them. Definitely in Tisha B'Av, the Midrashim and the Agadot seem to go in this direction. Perhaps most famously on Tisha B'Av, where Chazal say that the sin of the chet of the Meraglim happened on Tisha B'Av, and God decrees that because the Jews cried, "Atem bechitem bechiyah shel chinam," you cried for no reason. So I will make a gzeira, I'll make a decree, "Atem sheyivcham bechiyah ledorot," you'll cry for generations. And it seems to be more than happenstance, right? That it's just a bad time. It seems to be that there is some sort of thematic connection that Chazal are pointing to in the case of Tisha B'Av. So the question is, can we tease some out here on Shabbos HaBetamos? And I think that you definitely can. You know, if we remember that the first, right, if we follow sort of the model of the Midrash by Tisha B'Av, and we go back to the original sin and then see how that might lead to the later events. So the original sin, the original moment is the breaking of the Luchot. But of course, the breaking of the Luchot is in response to the Chet HaEgel. And in that sense, right, some of these already fall into place. So, you know, if that's the case, the fact that one day Menashe would put a tselem in the Heichal, that a Jew would switch the Beit HaMikdash from being a place of Avodah Hashem to a place of Avodah Zarah, you see, Chazal could see that that's a spiritual continuation of the sin of the Chidei Egel. And again, that's not just happened to be a grouping, but you know, it's conceptually linked. And just like in the original, because of the Chidei Egel that led to the breaking of the Luchot, so that leads to the beginning of the process of Korban HaBayit, of breaking the Beit HaMikdash, because really the, you know, Menashe, if you follow through Tanakh, is the beginning of the end of the destruction of Eretz Israel and of the Beit HaMikdash. But definitely you can see there how there would be a midah keneged midah, or a thematic connection between those sins. And obviously the burning of the Torah by Apostomos, right, that is in many ways a direct connection, that if the Jews sinned in the Chidei Egel, and that led to the breaking of the Luchot, so then the Jews are worshipping Avodah Zarah, and that leads to the decrees against the Jews in the first and the second Beit HaMikdash. So then the fact that the Sefer Torah would end up being burnt, again, right, that does seem to be a thematic connection. In terms of the breaking of the walls of Yerushalayim, and which is obviously the, you know, the Chorban component here, the Chorban HaBayit component. So on the one hand, you might just say that, look, the Beit HaMikdash in the end of the day, and the Yerushalayim in the end of the day, with everything that it represents, sort of the culmination of, as the Ramban would note, that the Beit HaMikdash is the culmination of Matan Torah, is the recreation of Matan Torah, just like the Mishkan, with the Aron at its center. So again, just like you have the Jews being involved in Avodah Zarah, which leads to the breaking of the Luchot, so the sins of the Jewish people lead to the breaching of the city and everything it represents, and the Torah that it represents, or something like that. I saw that on the dafyomi.co.il website, they suggest that, you know, in Bava Basra, it argues that that Talmidei Chachamim act as a, don't need protection because their merit protects us, and therefore they don't have to, as the guys in Meisher know, they don't have to pay taxes under all circumstances for security. So if that's the case, so then perhaps, you know, once you have the Shvir Haluchot in the background and this this destruction of the Torah, which emerges from Averot, so then that could lead to the loss of safety in Yerushalayim, or alternatively, as they put it, the Chidei Egel was an attempt to replace Moshe with an Avodah Zarah. It was a rejection of the notion of Torah leadership, which brings with it protection. And if that's the case, so the Shavasar B'Tamos could be like that as well, that once we've rejected Torah leadership, so we lose the protection, that might be a little bit more more stretched. But even if you don't buy a particular interpretation, I think thematically, to understand that when Chazal group different Averot, and the different Puraniyot, and the different punishments, and different calamities together, that they may be getting at something fundamental and connecting the sins, I think that methodologically is definitely the strongest and most powerful way of reading the Gemara. Again, the exact nuances that you want to work out, some of them seem to be more obvious, some to be more forced. And obviously they don't all have to be connected in the tightest way, but definitely methodologically to look for those connections, I think, is important, whatever exact conclusions you draw.